Welcome back, everybody, to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. So glad you're spending part of your day with us. This is Mike Maddox, your host. You can catch all kinds of great programs on the Michigan Business Network, including ours. So I encourage you to take a look and find some tremendous business programming out there dedicated to businesses in the Michigan area and across all industries. Today, we're talking about cybersecurity horror stories, and I have David Posey, the CEO of Fiber Converters in Constantine, Michigan. David, thanks again for being on the program.
My pleasure, Mike.
And in the first segment, the last segment, we were talking about what happened to you. And I made the comment that I'd like to say that that's pretty unique and uncommon. Unfortunately, it isn't. We see this all the time, and it can happen to anybody. Now, you took us up to the point where an employee had clicked on a link, and the bad guys were sitting in the background for quite some time, which is what they do. And they were watching her email transactions, and they were looking for how they want to attack. And they were able to identify your largest vendor and ask for a change in banking credentials. They did this for other vendors too, you said.
Yes.
So when did you first become aware, you know, what, take us into Fiber Converters when this started to come to light, and this had to be a moment of panic. I mean, this had to be like, oh my gosh.
Absolutely. And it started as we think we might have a problem conversation. And then we started putting together some of the numbers, and it was more than a problem. I mean, it was a substantial amount of money that we had sent to some bad actors. And so internally, it was more of absolutely a panic moment for sure. And then it was, where else have we done this? So now it's, you can't trust anything that's happened in the last 5 or 6 months, because that's kind of the timeline of these transactions. And you had to go back and revalidate anybody that made any banking information changes. A few of those were real, and then a few more that we found in that audit internally that were, again, fraudulent. So we did some work on that side, and then we tried our very best to shore up our internal protocols. And, you know, that really is kind of where we ended up talking to ASK, and can you help us figure out, one, what happened, and two, what we can do to mitigate it in the future. And we learned a few things.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you mentioned something earlier, these bad actors, these criminals are very good, because, you know, when you first hear stories like this, people think, well, what, you know, nobody would fall for that, or I wouldn't, like you even said, you know, well, normal process is you call and you verify by phone. The thing about this is, I've seen this time and time again, they're so good at mirroring the language used by other people, because they're watching the email transactions for quite some time. Sometimes they'll even cut and paste the same phrasing and the same phraseology, if that's a word, into the email. So you really get sucked into this, and you know, and it's so easy to do. And it's, you know, the best and brightest of us will be victims of this. And you know, then, like you said, it can be devastating, not only financially, but then you got to go back and look through records to see if there's more of it. And the thing about cybersecurity is, you know, we all have antivirus, we all have firewalls, we all have email protection in place. They're necessary, but not sufficient to catch everything. The human action is still the weakest link, and that's what they prey on. Yeah. And without proactive steps, you can't prevent this stuff. So, we, following the forensics that we did at Fiber, you opted to put in what we call Detect and Respond, which is a tool that allows for proactively monitoring everyone's computer to look for any infiltration, any bad actors, any ransomware, any malware, even email, you know, rules, and catch it before it becomes catastrophic. And that's the takeaway, I think, for businesses today.
I absolutely agree. It's a good tool. And one very simple thing that we did, and maybe some people listening to this would also find it that they resisted the two-factor authentication because it's kind of a pain. It's a hassle. But basically, hey, when you log into Office 365 or whatever maybe you might be using, you're prompted for a code to enter to validate that you are on site and making the login. And honestly, that would have stopped us, because we would have had a remote login attempt, and that would have popped up on that person's phone or computer to verify, and they would have said, I'm not logging in, and that would have been the end of it.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's, I hear that a lot from businesses that, hey, you know, our people won't accept two-factor authentication, which, as you correctly stated, is you log into your email, you have to have another method to verify you are who you say you are. But it's today with technology as simple as hitting yes on your phone. I mean, it pops up and goes, is this really you? And you go, yep. And you hit it and you're in. And that would have stopped us.
So yeah, absolutely would have stopped it cold, and that would have been the end of that conversation. And we've paid a lot for that education now.
Lesson learned, and we move forward. So hey, David, I want to thank you again for being on, telling your story. My hope is that it'll help other business leaders out there, and appreciate it. Great company in Constantine, Michigan, Fiber Converters. Where can people find out information about the company, David? What's the web address?
Fiberconverters.com. It's FIBRECONVERTERS.com.
Fiberconverters.com, with fiber being spelled FIBRE. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.